Welcome to the weekend edition of the Fast Five Business News by Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson and hello, Sean Aylmer.
Hello, Michael.
Sean, on weekdays, it's all about the Fast Five, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. On the weekend, we still keep it to 5 minutes, but we're here to pick out the biggest business story of the week, the most remarkable story, a sleeper story, and then our favourite business story. So let's jump into it. What was the biggest business story this week?
A bit hard to go past markets this week, particularly equity markets. The S&P ASX 200 hit a new all-time high of 7,910.7 points early in the week, came off a little towards the end of the week. All about interest rate expectations. People are starting to believe that they're going to fall later in the year. That should help earnings. You want to know where the winners are? It's those interest rate sensitive sectors. Tech stocks, WiseTech Global, Xero, NextDC, for example. Property companies, Goodman, Centre Group, Stockland. Throw in a few of those retailers, JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Wes Farmers. The banks have done pretty well, ANZ, Westpac and NAB. You've also got a bunch of gold stocks doing pretty well on the price of that precious metal. And we've got a very strong share market at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, that's a big story. Another big story, particularly if you're in small business or in that world this week, Sean, we've discovered that the ATO is about to crack down on SMEs because they owe the vast majority of the more than $50 billion in unpaid taxes in this country. The ATO has been pretty lenient during and after COVID, but that has now ended. So small businesses, look out. If you do owe money, you will probably be asked to pay up. We also found out that banks aren't being hugely supportive of small businesses, even though they spend a lot of money on research and development. Banks just aren't willing to take the risk lending to entrepreneurs at the moment. Big news, particularly if you're in that SME world, Sean.
Sure is. That's a lot going on with small businesses at the moment.
Now, most remarkable story, I'll just mention a very quick one on this, Sean. It's the gold price. It has just been nothing short of remarkable this week. For the first time ever, topping $2,300 an ounce. That is an incredible record for the precious metal. Few reasons behind it. Interest rate expectations has a lot to do with it. Geopolitical factors, conflicts like in Ukraine and Middle East also plays a part. Central banks have been stocking up too. You put it all together, the gold price has absolutely soared.
Sure has. My most remarkable story really is the flagging demand for electric vehicles. We've been told for months, for years, we've all got to buy one. Well, people aren't. Tesla, it sold 387,000 vehicles during the March quarter, 20% below the previous quarter. BYD, China's BYD, it cut the price of all its models, yet it only sold 300 vehicles during that March quarter. Locally, the number of EVs sold during the month of March was a record, but the EV market share of all vehicles sold actually went backwards. A few specific reasons why the charge has come out of EVs. I like that pun, Michael. Tesla's had problems in its German manufacturing plant during the quarter, but more generally, higher interest rates have dampened consumer demand. Charging stations and the time it takes to charge up remain an issue, as does cost. In fact, some of the big manufacturers, General Motors, Ford, Toyota, are kind of looking more at hybrids rather than EVs at the moment. Pretty remarkable how that's turned around.
Yeah, it really is. Now, the sleeper story this week, Sean, is a really serious story.
Yes, we had the dreadful news this week that Australian aid worker Zomi Franken was killed by an Israeli Defence Force airstrike while delivering meals to impoverished Palestinians. She was one of seven aid workers to die. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called it simply unacceptable. He spoke to his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, who apologised. If there's any good to come out of it, and let's hope something good comes out of it, it's the way the world, and particularly US President Joe Biden, has responded. The US is Israel's greatest ally, and while most countries have called for an immediate ceasefire and peace negotiations, the US has been much more circumspect. But in the last 48 hours, Joe Biden has warned Benjamin Netanyahu that US support for his war in Gaza depends on new steps to protect civilians, like Zomi Franken. He called the aid worker deaths unacceptable. It's a change in position for the president, a harder line. It might be the point where Benjamin Netanyahu has to change direction. Without US support, Israel becomes an international pariah. I say this with fingers crossed and perhaps not a lot of confidence. It could be a turning point. Tens of thousands of people have now died in this conflict, which started when Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, killing 1,200 people. The intolerable deaths of seven aid workers might just provide a long-term positive.
Yeah, a tragic story all around there, Sean. Now, to finish off, a bit of a change of pace with our favourite story of the week. I'll nominate one here. This week, we saw Australia taking a bit of a step towards embracing a digital future and really kind of taking a big shift towards efficiency. The federal government is offering Australians a voluntary digital ID that works across the economy. So it's like the MyGov ID that a lot of us already use, but it goes beyond the government and agencies. It goes into private sector services like banks and utility companies, etc. In short, they'll be able to use this ID to verify the identity of their customers, not have to collect so much data. Got plenty of benefits when you think about it then that small and medium-sized businesses won't need to collect as much data as well, which means they won't be such a target then for cyber attacks. Our data will be more secure. There's a lot of positives to it. The government, though, is at pains at the moment to point out that it is strictly voluntary, so you don't have to do it, but I reckon it still sounds pretty good.
Yep, sure do. I like the idea of a digital ID card, Michael.
All right, there we go. 5 minutes and pretty much everything you need to know in the world of business. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be back on Monday morning with the top 5 business stories in 5 minutes. Don't forget to hit follow and join us online on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. I'm Michael Thompson, and this is the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed.